Okay, learning Shabbat Lili Nishmas Baruch Tzvi and Ruvein Nason for Chus for Shalema for Deva Henech Mordechai for the Simcha Binyam Simcha and Deminyas Parle B'chai Masha Peso Shechai Yisrael Ve'eschanan Tu Ba'av Shabbos Nachamu. They always fall together. What is the common thread between Ve'eschanan Shabbos Nachamu and Tu Ba'av? Let's start with Gemara Makos. The Gemara Makos tells us the Chavdala Manav. The Chabaku comes Bal Chabaku Ve'amidon on Achas. He tells us that the entire Torah is based, the foundation of the Torah is on the mitzvah of Emunah. As the Pasuk says in Chavaka Beis Dalad, it's tzadik ve'emunoso yichya. A tzadik lives by his Emunah. Meaning, says the Gemara, the entire Torah could be found in the mitzvah of Emunah. When the mitzvah of Emunah is Duzik's Parsha, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, to believe in the Ribono Shel Olam, to look in the Sefer HaChinuch, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, to believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the Hashkacha Pratis. The Marsha on that Gemara tells us a beautiful thing. Shehu echad hayoisa kol lekol bar Yisrael becholis. This mitzvah applies to every Jew in every minute in every zman. As the pasuk David Melch tells us in Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes Peivav, kol mitzvotecha emuna. All my mitzvahs are emuna. And the Marsha says anoichi Hashem lakecha, which I'll say the difference we're getting again this Shabbos, is mitzvahs aseh, and lo yilecha is mitzvahs los aseh. The mitzvah of Emunah is the foundation of everything. And this is not only the Marsha, but the Degel Malch and Ephraim. In next week's Parsha, says the following Lashon, V'zeh shorash l'chol ha-Torah v'avoidah. So actually, no, there he quotes the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov, he quotes his grandfather, that the foundation of the entire Torah is the mitzvah of Emunah. And this is the Degel. Klal Godol l'avodos ha-Baruch Baruch Hu ha-Ikri ha-Emunah. You want to know the number one rule of the Torah? It's the mitzvah of Emunah. So not only do we see by Chabakuk, we see by the Marsha, we see the Baal Shem Tov, we see the Degel Malch Ephraim, the foundation of Torah, of a Jew, is Emunah. How does this connect back now? How does this connect back to the Shabbos Nachamu? So B'nai Yisachar says, Pasha. B'nai Yisachar says, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. We're going to read in the Haftorah. What's the Nechama? The Nechama is that you're still my nation. And even though I destroyed the Beis Hamikdash again, and there was another Tisha B'Av this year. Nachmu, Nachmu, that Ami, you're still mine. That Yom HaShem Alechem, Adabra Alivi Shalom, that you're still mine. Don't think that just because there's Choshech right now, I don't understand. I don't think that the relationship is done. No. I understand that Rabbi Hashem says, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. Understand that Nechama is that you're still my nation. I mean, he says before, but this is exactly the whole point of the entire, Aser Shadib is the entire type of the Torah. Vaidabara. The pasuk says, "Vaydabra lokim is called Rivim Lemor." Anoch Hashem alakecha. The Morinayim quotes in Parshas Vayisro. He quotes the Domani Melech, and he says, "The pasuk should have just said, Vaydabra lokim is called Dvarim." What's Vaydabra lokim is called Dvarim Lemor? And then Anoch Hashem alakecha. Lemor seems to be extra. Says the Rebbe Ramaylech Zuchus Gunalenu. Vaydabra lokim is called Dvarim. What's the whole point of all these things? That Lemor Anoch Hashem alakecha. That a Jew should be able to say Anoch Hashem alakecha. The whole point of the entire Torah, the whole point of the relationship with the Rabbono Shel Olam is to believe in Hashem, is to be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have belief and the trust and the hope to be with the Rabbono Shel Olam. And that's what B'nai Yisrael tells us, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. The Nechama is that you're still my nation. You're still mine. How does this connect to Tu B'Av? It's so, I think, such a beautiful idea from the Shem Yishmol. The Shem Yishmol tells us, the Gemara in Tainis tells us, that Lo Hayom Tov Yisrael connect Tu B'Av Yom Kippur. Klal Yisrael's biggest yontes of the entire history, or of the entire year, is Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Says the Shem Yishmol, what's the connection between Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av? Beautiful insight. He says, you got to look at what happened before Yom Kippur. Look what happens before Tu B'Av. Before Yom Kippur, we had the Egel Azov. Moshe Binu is davening his eyes out for us. There was a lot of darkness. There was a lot of confusion. There was a lot of depression, a lot of sadness. And when in one instant the Rabbono Shel Olam forgave us, Yom Kippur, He forgave us. Vayom Hashem Salachti Kivarecha. And what's Tu B'Av? We just went through a Tisha B'Av. We went through another fast day where we sat on the floor. We said Eicha. Another. We talk about the tragedies of 2019, of Pittsburgh, of Poway, of parents dying young, of parents putting their children into graves. Rachmana Litzlan. But what happens? We see there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Says the Shem Yishmol, you want to know why the Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av are connected to each other? Because they're the two extremes. In one extreme, you go from tremendous darkness to tremendous light by Yom Kippur. Kosh Baruch is going to wipe us out, and then he forgave us. And by Tisha B'Av, at the end of the day, 7 days later, we pick ourselves up just to start again. L'maisa, Rabbi Nachman tells us very simple. Emuna is not just Pashut. Emuna hu tov l'parnasa. It's good for our parnasa, Rabbi Nachman tells us. Emuna hu tov l'parnasa. L'maisa, how is it good for our parnasa? It's good for our lives? So I thought that this is the Kaman Rav. The Kaman Rav has said it beautifully. Pashut B'Shalach. Klal Yisrael standing by Kriyas Yamsuf. They start diving to the Baruch Shalom. Hashem says something very peculiar. Ma tetzakilai, why are you screaming out to me? Ma tetzakilai, says the commander Rebbe. Are all of us daven when they're in trouble? We have to daven when we're in trouble. What's davening? Of course we have to daven. Why is Hashem telling us not to daven? So he says the mashal, let's say it in our terms. You know, when you go to an amusement park, and what happens is, you know, you go to that thing, you bang the thing down, it goes all the way up to see how far you could get it up. So he says sometimes the commander Rebbe tells us that tefillah only could get to a certain part. A certain light all the way up that scale. If I don't know what the name of that thing is, but everyone knows what I'm talking about. You bang on that thing, the lights shoot up. But Emunah, sometimes Emunah, jumping in with Mesiras Nefesh, trusting in Hashem, that could bring down tremendous more Yeshuas than Davin does. And that's what Bichon Michlov Zlatchev tells us. That the word Emunah comes to the Lashon Vahi Omenes Adasa. That Mordechai brings up Esther in his home. Says Bichon Michlov Zlatchev, that one of the main things about Emunah is that it brings down, it's a Lashon Hamshacha. When a person has Emunah, you bring down Schar, you bring down treasures. When you firmly believe in the Rabbonu Shom and you trust in the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you bring down great things. We have to take that leap of faith. And sometimes it's hard, don't get me wrong. But the Kabbalah Rebbe tells us, Hemanti Kiyadaber. You want to know how to build Emunah, says the Kabbalah Rebbe? Hemanti Kiyadaber. I got my Emunah Kiyadaber because I spoke about Emunah. Because I spoke about Emunah Tzadikim. I spoke about the Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Chav Dalet, Mitzvah Chafei, all the mitzvahs that talk about Emunah. I talk about finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life. Like I have a friend who, every Friday night at their table, they go around the table asking the kids, where did you see Hashem this week? And therefore the question and answer to our Torah. Where did you see Hashem? Where did you see God in your life this week? That is building Emunah in one's family. And sometimes it's hard. The Dar Chinom of Slonim, current Slonim Rebbe tells us, the Gemara tells us, a Tamid, Kolomi Torah Balaila Shechina Kenegdo. The Gemara tells us in Mesechus Tamid. Someone learns Torah at night, the Shechina is there. And the Rambam even tells us the Iker time to learn Torah is at night. But Dardar Chinom says, you want to know what the deeper pshat of that Torah is? Kolomi Torah Balaila Shechina Kenegdo. Someone who learns Torah, someone who stands strong even when it's Laila, and it's hard, and it's dark, and it's very hard to understand what's going on in my life, and it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but I push through. You daven a little. You do your best to be a Jew, to be a Yid. Shmir Seinayim with Emunah, with Bitachon. Shechina connected. The Baruch Hu says, you do your part. Even when there's Laila, I'm going to do my part. The whole basis of the whole Emunah. The whole basis of Tu B'Av, right? Tu B'Av is all about Shidduchim. How many people do we know that need Shidduchim? And there's Choshech in their lives. But we know there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I really thought that's really the connection of Aschanan, Shabbos Nachman, and B'tu B'Av. Aschanan is one of the highlights, or the highlight of Aschanan, is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. It's to believe that the Rebbeinu Shem is ours. So let's just review the sources we went through. We said the Gemara Makas, B'chavak, B'chavindu, and Alachas. Chavaku said that all the Torah is all in one Emunah, called Nitzadik Ben Emes, or Yichid. The Marsha says this is the foundation of all mitzvahs. Anoichi's mitzvahs ase, lo yilachas mitzvahs los ase. The Degamanah Machan Ephraim says it's the Klal Godol of his Baruch Hu. This is the number one through Be'ikar Yemunah. It's all about faith. And he quotes his grandfather, the Zayda, the Baal Shem Tov, HaKadosh. And he says this is the foundation of Zeshorish, the Kol Torah Ba'avoida. Ben Yitzchak tells us, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, what's the Nechama? We just had Tisha B'Av 5 days ago, 7 to 6 days ago. No, the Nechama is that you're still mine. Ami, you're still my nation. I didn't abandon you for 1 second. Not for 1 second. I might have destroyed the base of Midrash, the Baruch Hu says. But I never abandoned our relationship. And that's what the Noam Malach says. The Mor V'Shemesh quotes in Parshas Yisro. Aydaber Elokim is called Vrim Lamor. Right? Should just say, Aydaber Elokim is called Vrim. What's Lamor? The whole Torah is Lemor Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, that you should be able Zocha to be able to say Anoichi, be able to say that I believe in the Rabbonu Shem with no doubt. That's Vaschana, not Shabbos Nachman, Neis Chasur, Nachman Nachman Ami. That I still believe in the Rabbonu Shem. I know that the relationship is forever. We're still Hashem's, and that's what the Shem Yishmael tells us about Tu B'Av. Tubav, why Tad Tubav and Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to wipe us out, but an instant he forgave us. We went from one extreme to another extreme. The extreme of killing us to the extreme of salvation. And Tisha B'Av, to the decree of sitting out of Eicha, to Tubav, where Klai Yisrael stopped dying in the Midbar, and the Shvatim got married with each other once again, and there's a light at the end of the tunnel. They both go from one extreme to the next extreme, because Tubav represents the Yontif of hope. It's the Yontif, it's the trust of belief and hope in the Rabbeinu Shem. And that's what we said, the Rabbi Nachman, the Kamana Rebbe, and the Rabbi Chilmichel Zlatcha tells us, the Amunah is Tov LaParnasa. Rabbi Nachman says, it's good for your Parnasa. What does that mean, it's good for your Parnasa? Because the Kamana Rebbe tells us sometimes Amunah gets higher places than Tfilo. Tfilo didn't work by Kriyas Yamsuf, but Amunah did. But Nachshon ben Aminadov, he jumps into the Kriyas Yamsuf, jumps into the Yamsuf. Amunah does more than Tfilo. And Michil Nechav Zlatcha says, when a Jew decides to have Amunah, you literally bring down Shefa into your life. As the Pasuk says in Megil Esther, he brings up Hadassah. He brings up Esther. The Lashon Hamshacha, you bring down treasures when you believe in the Rabbeinu Shem. And the Darach Hinom tells us, the Shechina says, I'm there. You learn Torah at night when things are hard in your life. Hashem says, I'm with you. How do we work on ourselves? The more we talk about it, the more it'll become one of us. It's got to be on our Shabbos tip. It's got to be with our kids and our students and our families. The more we talk about it, the more it'll be ingrained in us. There's a lot of choshen in the world. The more we talk about it, the more we look for a Kodesh Baruch, the more we will be able to see him mitzvah Hashem. Should end off with a Maisa of Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita. Like to say the story. There was a Jew in the 1920s, I believe, in New York City. It was very hard to keep Shabbos. Rav Moshe said, like all those Jews, very hard to keep Shabbos. They came home. And a lot of those kids, unfortunately, didn't keep Shabbos because they saw their parents weren't keeping Shabbos. Well, they kept it, but it wasn't with Amunah. So there's one Jew, and we're not going to judge those Jews because it's obviously not our, can't judge anyone. There's one Jew, every Friday we tell his boss, I'm not coming in tomorrow, Saturday. He said, you don't come in Saturday, don't come in on Monday. And every Friday, he would say, okay, I'm not coming in tomorrow, but can you do me a favor? Can you give me the pink slip? Can I get the note that says I'm fired? He said, okay. And every Friday, you take the pink slip, and Monday you go look for a new job. And Friday, the same thing, you would tell his boss, I'm not coming in tomorrow. He said, don't come in Saturday, don't come in Monday. And his family didn't understand, why are you always getting these pink slips? He says, you'll see. He's having job after job after job. And finally, comes the Yontif of Sukkos, Habalin, and the Toiv Mitzvah Shemin, in a short few months. And he puts all the pink slips around his sukkah. Makes them be his sukkah decorations. And he tells the Rabbeinu Shem, you see the Rabbeinu Shem? You see these pink slips? These pink slips are they're my Mesiris Nefesh. They're my Emunah. They're my Bitachon. They're my belief and trust in you. That's Vaschonon. And that's Shabbos Nachmu. And that's Tubav. To believe even when there's Choshech, even when there's light, even when there's darkness and confusion and sadness. And it doesn't look like how I'm going to get out of this pickle again. And how is it could be that Klai Yisrael is going through so many sarats? We know there's a light at the end of the tunnel. We have to talk about it more as Hashem. The more we talk about it, the more we feel it, inspire ourselves, inspire our families, Bez Hashem, we shall be zocher to have Bez Hashem, Hashem v'azchad and Shabbos Nachmu Tubav, Bez Hashem next year, Yishlam Yekodesh Shana Ba, Bez Hashem Yishlam Yekodesh, Shabbos and Good Yom Tov.